USA News Update. The Republican chair of the House Budget Committee says President Biden's back is against the wall on the debt ceiling. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Texas Congressman Jody Arrington criticized the president for not submitting a proposal and for waiting so long before having talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Negotiations will resume on Monday. The mayor of the largest U.S. sanctuary city says immigration reform is a national issue, not a city one. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a Democrat, says the influx of migrants is putting an undue burden on border cities and sanctuary cities. Three people are dead after a shooting at a lounge in Kansas City, Missouri, early Sunday. In all, five people were shot, according to police. The White House has announced a $375 million military aid package for Ukraine. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.